is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Show 18. Oh no, it's a DJ No-No special. Hello and welcome to Show 18 of Radio Clash. I hope you're all well. As I said, DJ No-No special. He's got a special mix later in the show, so it's my first ever guest mix. And I survived Bastard. Unfortunately, I didn't get out the show until the probably a couple of hours before it's supposed to start, so apologies for the late warning on that one. I did think, shall I edit it out, because I was actually late to the event because I was editing show 17 up, and it was very, very good. Lou and Pasito were great, and DJ Zebra was brilliant, and I'm going to play a track by him in a second. And I didn't hear DJ Rico, and it was the most packed I've ever seen that place. And it was totally, totally insane. Here's a track by DJ Zebra in commemoration of such madness. And he played this on the night and he went down brilliantly. This is Killing Bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic! We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy! Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover, girl. Mr. Lover, lover, now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bumba. Tell me fantastic. Put me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Put me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk. Sab and cuddly. Yuck me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical love. Now take me in a pill with my sexual disease. I know me well, Bill. Oh my, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Can you captivate my body, put me under a spell? With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the yummy young girl who can ring my bell. And I can take rejection, so you tell me go to hell. I'm bombastic, really fantastic. Put me on my body, says I'm Mr. Rose. Fantastic, she got me on the box. She says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 boom. Really fantastic, she got me on the box. She got me Mr. Boom. Really fantastic, she got me on the box. She says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Gee whiz, baby please, let me take you to an island of the sweet cool breeze. You don't feel like dry, well baby hand me the keys, and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you stick to my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well, you are the bun and me are the cheese. And look on me, after the rise, baby, love you the bees. I'm bombastic, really fantastic. Put me on the box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Really fantastic, put me on the box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom, boom. Bombastic, really fantastic. Put me on the box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Mr. Lover, lover, girl. Mr. Lover, lover, now Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bumba. Really fantastic. Put me on the box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Really fantastic. Put me on the box. She says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll leave me from the start. Quick, so physical attraction, girl, you look to feel the spark. I want a few words, now I'll tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 chop near far. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura, dog. Come lay down on the jacuzzi and get some bumble bar. Only song you will hear is is the beating of my heart, and you will and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, if I'm dusty, nothing on the boxes is a Mr. Rowe. This is a Mr. Boom.
It's one of those sneaky quick endings, but luckily I can see the waveform here. You won't get that one over me. And no, it was very, very good. I would say that it was probably, I wouldn't know if it's the best one I've saw, but certainly the Lou and Placido set was probably one of the best DJ sets I've ever seen. It was one of these things where you actually were there and you didn't know where to dance or take notes, and it's a really weird feeling, you know, especially if you actually do any DJ or music yourself. When you actually see someone really good, you almost want to sort of record everything and actually take notes and take mental notes, but then you don't enjoy it, so I just danced. And they played NWA Straight Out of Compton, which the kind of bootlegs I've played of Lou and Placido's, which are all dubby and kind of like very laid back, you wouldn't expect that, and it was just so, like, you know, they certainly had a lot of hip hop sort of boots they've done or remixes, and they went down very, very well. And so did DJ Zebra. They kind of like excuse me, they kind of like alternated between the two, and certainly someone said that DJ Zebra was like McSleazy's big brother, and I could see that definitely, even down to sort of taking his shirt off, and everyone had zebra paint on. And Asylum is so small that it was just absolutely manic at some points. I was getting kind of scared, you know, just kind of like the whole you know, will someone get hurt here, that kind of thing. So now I'm going to play, what are we going to play today? I'm going to play a track. This is in honour of Tracks Up the Tree and Ben and Josiah and Sebastian. I have to say Sebastian. I have to get Sebastian to do an ident if he hasn't been killed off by now. This is in honour of they gave a shout out on the show. I won't play it, but it was very, very sweet from Ben. And interestingly, he played a track by Block Party called Banquet. Now, as happens with a lot of bootlegs, I actually sometimes tend not to hear the original songs until I've actually heard the bootleg version. And this is one of those cases that I actually knew a bootleg by DJ Trip before I'd actually heard the proper version. So this is Block Party with Mark Almond by DJ Trip, and it's called Banquet Soul.
Smile.
That was DJ Trip, also in the shout out there, and his mix of Block Party Banquet mashup with Mark Harmon's. Well, I don't actually know the Mark Harmon track, must be one of his late electronic tracks. And as I say, that's a dedication to Funtime Ben. Thanks for the shout out, and I hope you enjoyed that. And we're gonna now we've got the indie stuff out of the show. We can have fun. certainly we it's gonna get very silly later on. Very, very silly, especially when DJ Nono comes on and does his thing. And prompted by some questions on Newton Pop about the backing for Just Lose the Accordions, which is the DJ Nono boot I played, was it in show, show 3 or 4? So anyway, prompted by some questions about Myron Floren, someone said, oh, is that Lawrence Welk? Now, I'm not really up on Lawrence Welk. I know he had a TV show in the US. We didn't get that here. But certainly I know Myron Floren was on there with doing his accordion thing and quite a few other people. But Lawrence Welk himself actually released some tracks and they have been used in mashups. This is by Dizzy Bull and it's called Welk Shake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Yeah.
shake what your mama gave you. Shake, 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 shake what your mama gave you. Shake, 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 shake what your mama gave you.
My milkshake,
mama shake,
milkshake.
Shake, 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 mama shake.
My milkshake, my milkshake.
Mama shake,
milkshake.
Shake, 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 mama shake.
My milkshake, my milkshake.
Mama shake,
milkshake.
Shake, 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 mama shake.
My milkshake,
shake,
man,
shake,
man,
shake,
man,
shake,
man,
shake, shake what your mama, mama gave you.
Dizzy Bowl with a milkshake. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, where can I get that from? Well, I don't think you can. Certainly, I don't think it was released online. It was released on a 12-inch, which Dizzy Bowl did actually, as a promotional thing, put, I think, fairly low quality. That was a 96 kilohertz MP3. And it sounded okay. Sounded pretty good, actually. But you can get it on 12-inch, and I think this is the actual label, Soundly Beaten SB12004. It's on the MP3. And sorry, I've been very crap about telling people where to get stuff. As always, the show notes are the best place to actually find where you can get the tracks from. That's at http://www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's where the show notes are, and that's where there'll be links to the songs if there are such things, or links to the websites if they're not, you know, live, so you can either go and pester the the creator to send it to you or whatever. But certainly I always like to give credit like that. But you can find out more about DJ Zebra at djzebra.free.fr. That's quite a nice website, and I think you can download Killing Boss Plastic from there. You've got the DJ Traits website, which is base211.com, which is base211 Productions. I'm pretty sure you can get Banquet Soul off there, or because it's a fairly recent release. If not, sort it. But I say you can't get the Dizzy Bowl. So now we have the amazing honour of having DJ Nono, not in the studio, but certainly he's in the area. So we're now going to have a mix from him, and I'd like to say, watch your bass bins, I'm telling it. No, I would like to say, certainly Radio Clash won't be held liable for any insanity caused during this mix. See you
soon. Be machines, we have an understanding. I'm a robot. After all, we have a lot in common.
Thank you. you don't care, then we don't care. See, I ain't giving a fuck. Quit pressing your luck. Untouchable, so keep me in this cage and break the fuck out. And then we'll see who's left after one round with X. So where the fuck you at, punk? Shut the fuck up and back the fuck up while we fuck this track up. Limp Bizkit, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Now I know y'all be loving this shit right here. L-I-M-P, Bizkit is right here. Bizkit is right here.
It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the mob.
they had quins, a windmill with quins in, triplets and twins in. They sang every morning, how lucky we are, living in a windmill in Amsterdam, yeah. I saw them now, where? There on the stair, where on the stair, right there, a little mouse with paws on. Well, I declare, going quick, quick, quick up on the stair. Oh, yeah. The daughters got married, and so did the sons. The windmill had christenings when no one was listening. They all sang in chorus, how lucky we am, living in a windmill in old Amsterdam. I saw a mouse, where? There on the stair, where on the stair, right there, a little mouse with balls on. Well, I declare, going quick, 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 up on the stair. Oh, yeah. So snug and so nice. There's nobody there now but a whole lot of mice.
Oh, no, no, haven't you finished those repairs yet?
Oh, stop spinning around. It's getting on my nerves. Oh!
What's broken? I hope you know that at least.
It isn't really broken. That should do it. Power up. There we go. Power up.
Power up.
You are listening to Radio Crash.
What does this button do here? That was the DJ Nono Presents Old School Breaks. That included DJ Yoda at start with Blue Peter mix off the One World mix off Radio 1. The JRB, Please Sir, Can I Have a Biscuit? Rich Colour, It's a Hard Life, It's Anything, using It's a Hard Life off Annie. Monkey Chops, with his mix of Oompa Loompa, the Breaks mix of that. Phil and Dog, with Gay Muffet Bar. Brace's Tower with Bunny Rabbit, Satan, Cheese and Milk. Bunny Rabbit, Satan, Cheese and Milk. I bet you'll be saying that for hours now. And then, of course, Ronnie Hilton, Windmill in Old Amsterdam. Absolutely mad. Madness. And I will, of course, have links where I can, though I think a lot of that is stuff you just will not find online. You're only going to get it here. So now I'm going to play a track by Fangoria. Now, the reason why I'm playing a Spanish track is I've been watching so many Spanish films at the moment. I've just watched All About My Mother by Amandavar. I know, I've missed all these classic movies. My DVD drive was down for ages, and you know, there's a few things that I never caught up on. And of course, I talked about Bad Education. I've got City of God to watch, which is a Brazilian film. You can tell I'm a bit of a foreign movie nut, but I'm not turning to real reviews. But certainly, the way film and the way music is used in film is a big thing for me. And this track is used very, very well in another film from last year, one of my favourite films last year, called Cachorro, which is otherwise English is known as Bear Cub, which is set in Chueca, the gay part of Madrid, and it's about, I think I mentioned it before, about a gay man, a bear, who has to adopt his nephew. I'd love to get it on DVD. I probably will do. It's a very touching film. And this track is used all the way through. It's Fangoria, a two-piece from, I think they're from Madrid, actually. But they, I think, are friends of the director. The woman singer and sort of it's a synth duo in a way, but it's interesting how they use kind of like techno and trance and whatever. They actually, it seems to have a message. I'm not going to translate all the lyrics. You can find them, actually. What I'll do is I'll post a link to what the translated lyrics are on the blog, a Spanish speaker thought they were in English. The very interesting lyrics, very interesting songs. Got a really kind of interesting kind of feel to them. And so it's not kind of cheesy Eurotrance music. You'll hear it. So this is Fangoria with Hombres. Thank you.
resulta perderte. Sabes que siempre estaré cerca de ti. Hay hombres que te compran, hay hombres que se venden. Que prefieren no hablar, hay hombres que no entienden. Hay quien no tiene suerte y prefiere engañarte, sabiendo lo fácil que resulta ganarte. Sabes que nunca me iré lejos de ti. Vivir. Esto no lo tengo, esto no lo hay, esto no lo quiero y es lo que me das. Hay quien apuesta fuerte y decide quererte, sabiendo lo fácil que resulta perderte. Sabes que siempre estaré cerca de ti. Hay quien no tiene suerte.
That was Fangoria with Hombres. Now, as I say, that was from a film, Cuchara, Backup. And it's well worth checking out, definitely. Now, I'm going to play, I think, certainly after all that sort of freneticness, that sort of rockiness and all the... Now, I'm going to play something a bit more, again, a bit more chilled. Chilled than the last sort of 40-odd minutes. this is by Vector Warrior, and Vector Warrior is a very, very talented sort of electronica, sort of musician, general, seems to be able to do everything. And he's certainly a friend of the bootlegging scene. He knows Lionel Vinyl, his friend of otherwise known as Fake ID. And has remixed some of his bootlegs. Might actually play that at some point. But I actually like his just sort of, you know, unadorned sort of work. It's very, very sort of ambient, very chilled. Usually using guitar, piano, but also, well, yeah, you'll hear it. Thank you. That was Vector Warrior with I Never Saw That Coming. He's a very talented bloke. It really, really makes me despair when I hear someone like that. And, of course, they're not signed, as far as I know. He might be. I mean, but last time I heard, wasn't signed. But, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's kind of the kind of sort of ambient sort of a bit kind of like warp electronica, but certainly using sort of acoustic guitars and pianos and sort of not necessarily all a lot electronic. That I kind of the music is kind of I'm usually wandering around a rain or snow swept Euston Station on my way to work in the mornings, and that came on recently, and it just seemed to kind of sum it up really. It's a beautiful song, and he's a very nice bloke. I've met him a couple of times at a few events, I wish him the best of luck, and I hope he gets sort of signed or some probably not from this show, but who knows. So I think we're getting towards the end of the show. Actually, we are at the end of the show, and I'm going to play out with a song very shortly. You can find out more about the show and the show notes for all of the songs that I've forgotten to talk about and tell you the links to, because it takes ages, and also I'm a bit crap at doing that. So my get-out clause is, it's in the show notes, at mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I love to get feedback. Thank you, the people have written in. And commented on the blog. It really is appreciated. It's part of the reason why I keep doing this. It's not the money, it's cool getting feedback. Certainly, it's very cool. So that's the end of the show. I hope you appreciate it being a bit more ordered this week. Certainly, DJ iPod Charles is playing with his FireWire cable in the corner, happily, sort of distracted him throughout the show so he doesn't come in and take over my job, because far too good. My iPod is far too good at this. So I notice after all these little patterns in the DJ, you know, all the little songs that repeat and thing, I'm thinking, whoa, you know, out of, 1,900 songs, it's about 1,700 songs. Sort of come up with a set like that is kind of spooky. The machine's taking over. So I'm going to play out with a beautiful song by Lowe, which is probably one of the most beautiful songs of all time. I know it's very, very easy to say that, and you know, the whole kind of hyperbole thing is so easy to do, but this song is just divine. I don't know. I don't believe in religion, but it. Sometimes you get music that just kind of just touches you, and you just hear it, and you think it is beautiful. Now, the story behind the song is that they're recording in a studio during a thunderstorm. Now, you'll hear halfway through it'll break, and there's a peal of thunder just at the right point. It's like class, you know. It's like how did that happen? It's that sort of whole kind of. What was it, synchronicity thing, or you know, whole things that you know, coincidence, they just kept on recording to this thunderstorm, and it adds real atmospheric to the track. And I'm a major Lowe fan. I had a shout out to Baz, friend of Cartel at Bastard, who we had a brief conversation, all too brief, about Lowe, and we both said it's one of our favourite bands at the moment. Well, it's one of his favourite bands of all time, I think, along with Beach Boys, but certainly it's one of mine. This is off the Lifetime of Temporary Relief album, which you must buy. I'll have to post a link or something. Don't worry, it's not like a Sensei Machine thing. You will buy this or else. But no, it's a beautiful album. Certainly, it's probably not for beginners, not heard any Lowe before, but even then, there's songs on there that are just stunning, and you just can't really. It, you know, there's stuff on there that I'd actually love to cover, but I'm kind of reticent to do so, because I don't know if my covers will add anything, but they mean that much that I'd actually dare risk my reputation and sound like an absolute dick singing, because they mean a lot. I don't know, it's just you come onto your iPod and it's just like time slows down. Anyway, while he's talking about music, when you can just play it, hey. So anyway, I'll see you soon.
Don't carry it on. Don't. Giants so tall with open eyes like Judas and Paul.